This is the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN, where we feature different individuals in the music industry that gives you a chance to hear how, as musicians, business owners, and entrepreneurs, they're growing their fan bases, sharing their experiences, creation successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, we're speaking with Thomas Turner. He is the founder of Relentless Beats that produces more than 400 events a year with 17-plus huge music events at the 2023 Super Bowl in Arizona. And Mr. Turner, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
And of course, it's an understatement to talk about how busy you are, so we really do appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today. So for starters, tell us about Relentless Beats and what your company does to kick things off today.
So Relentless Beats is predominantly an electronic music event a learned skill set and a lot of years doing it and a lot of people working around us makes us an ideal candidate to help people produce things. And we found our way into, as you mentioned, 17 or something near 20 events, helping out in a myriad of ways, from producing the entire event to some small amount of help. But we're doing a lot for next weekend's big game.
Certainly sounds like it for sure, no doubt about that. Now, how did you get started in the music booking industry, and what led you to create Relentless Beats? Talk to us about that.
Well, it started as a sweaty passion project, wanting to share music that I thought highly of with some others that didn't maybe think as highly of it at the time, and it blossomed into a large business producing concerts and shows of all scales every weekend for the most part. But it started off very humbly as a passion project.
I'm sure it's a passion project. It comes out loud and clear there. Good stuff. Now, what do you see in the future for Relentless Beats? Anything we should be aware of?
Well, Relentless Beats is expanding to different markets. It's already producing shows in Hawaii, in Honolulu, Maui, in New Mexico, Albuquerque, Texas, in El Paso, and most recently has become part of a new business in New York. But Relentless Beats is continuing to find its way into more ideal situations to host its fans in its marquee events and music festivals. And I think over the next 10 years, you're going to see a lot of development as our main market, which is the greater Phoenix area, grows up and develops venues that will be utilized for bands of all shapes and sizes to host their events. We're still on the cusp of entering the top 15 economies in the nation, and when you do that, it starts to necessitate some new construction of new facilities, and we're really excited to be part of some of those in the coming years.
Certainly do appreciate the details there, and you certainly have a lot of exciting things going on in your industry today. We're speaking with Thomas Turner, founder of Relentless Beats, that produces more than 400 events a year with 17-plus huge music events at the 2023 Super Bowl in Arizona coming up next weekend here on the eMusician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of the Super Bowl, tell us about your involvement in this year's Super Bowl. You're practically taking over Arizona and the Phoenix area.
So, yeah, We're producing events in several different areas of what we call the Valley in Phoenix. So I'll start with some of our partners. We're working with the W Hotel in Scottsdale and producing some outstanding events there, hosting names like Cardi B, Ludacris, and G-Eazy. And then we're working with Maya Day Club, which is a place that we help produce a series of summer events each year during the summer. And we're hosting names there like Alesso and Cascade and Rick Ross. And then we're working with Talking Stick Resort, which is a casino that we also work with on providing talent and production to and support throughout the year for many, many years. And we're hosting names there like Steve Aoki and some really marquee events like Shaq's Funhouse, which features, of course, Shaquille O'Neal, Snoop Dogg, Diplo, and has become a really marquee event at the Super Bowl. The people who produce Shaq's Funhouse, Medium Rare, is founded by one of my best friends and one of his best friends, Adam Richman, and Joe, have done an amazing job with that company and also now help produce the Sports Illustrated event and additionally are producing Gronk's Beach Party, also at Talking Stick Resort this year. And some of the talent that's included at those is the Chainsmokers and Machine Gun Kelly, 21 Savage, and of course Gronk will be the host, and he's quite the energetic host. So Gronk's Beach Party on Saturday afternoon at Talking Stick Resort will be quite a remarkable time. So I encourage people to come out and check that out. And then we're also working with Westgate, which is the shopping center that houses the stadium. So you've got a big common area with, I'll say it kind of looks like Times Square, but obviously not as big as Times Square, but it's got a lot of screens and a lot of signage, and there's a lot of bars and restaurants all in this big square. And they're hosting, we're hosting Marshmallow there on Friday night with Nightmare, and then on Saturday night, Tim McGraw. So over at Westgate, we're producing two big concerts. Those two concerts have earlier curfews. They end at 11 o'clock, so they allow people to leave and make their way over to some of the other aforementioned events. And one thing I didn't include was we also produced down in Tempe near Arizona State University. We've got some outstanding events with one of our local heroes, Gasly, playing on Friday night. And then Saturday night, we've got a really special Taste Made back-to-back with Diplo and Guy Gerber and Sam Blackie. So I'm excited to host all these events and play our part in all these events. We'll be hosting the red carpet at the W. I hope to see some of you there.
That is pretty awesome. A lot going on right there for sure next weekend. Now, I got to know, what's it like producing all these Super Bowl events? That's got to be incredible, really.
It's pretty exciting, I got to say. Being the focal point for people's good time on the horizon it creates a lot of conversations. And there's a lot of work to do, before it happens. But I expect it to be an unforgettable experience because there's a lot of people that I love and people that work with me that are giving lots of time, energy, and love into creating the perfect time for these people that we're hosting. Arizona is very proud to be hosting the Super Bowl for what I believe is the fourth time. This is definitely the third one that I've had involvement in helping produce events. So I'm very excited to be able to put my best foot forward in comparison to the skill sets and the personnel and abilities that I had when the last one came. This one is for sure on a much larger scale, the expectation of Relentless Beats and my organization, and we're really proud to deliver.
Now, we have a lot of companies, executives, business owners tuning into this program as well. How do you keep your company organized with so many events throughout the year?
Well, we've got a dedicated group of people that come to work and work time and a half to make it happen. We've got excellent partners that are committed to the entertainment schedules that we mutually produce. And we are just really committed to our craft and what we do. We have a goal of having 10 events each and every weekend so that we've got, a dynamic schedule of events for our customers to choose from. And, I'm really blessed to work with a bunch of dedicated people.
Working with dedicated people certainly is a difference maker for sure. Lastly, what is your best advice to any artists out there who want to get noticed and work with you? Talk to us about that and give us some advice in that regard as we conclude today.
I think, stay committed and stay on your grind, and you'll find your way into the right representation. And I'm certainly talking to the right representation on a daily minute-by-minute basis on filling our rooms and building up our lineups. You know, anything is possible with a lot of hard work and a lot of determination. You can get yourself exactly where you want to be in the music business.
Once again, Mr. Turner, we want to thank you for your time and joining us on behalf of Relentless Beats. If listeners wanted to get further information on Relentless Beats online, where's the best place to do so?
You can go to relentlessbeats.com to see all of our events. And you can find me on social media at Thomas Turner AZ between Instagram and Twitter. And the same, Relentless Beats is found on all the social medias as at Relentless Beats. So I encourage you to go and take a look and come out to some of our events and be sure to say hi if you see me.
Well, you have yourself a good time next weekend. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll also be very busy. Again, listeners, it is relentlessbeats.com. Mr. Turner, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Thomas Turner, the founder of Relentless Beats, that produces more than 400 events a year with 17-plus huge music events at the 2023 Super Bowl in Arizona coming up next weekend. And you can get more information on Relentless Beats by visiting relentlessbeats.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to the eMusician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.